from the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tofton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Greene County officials approved a resolution December 10th to renovate three transfer stations in Greene County. The approved resolution awards a $164,000 contract to engineering firm Barton and Lojutis to redesign the Hunter and Coxsackie transfer stations and a new scale house for the Catskill station. Greene County Highway Superintendent Robert Van Valdenberg said, and I quote, "We're looking to increase efficiency and reduce cost," end quote, adding that the project has been a topic of discussion for the past year. Following the redesign, the Hunter and Coxsackie stations will be capable of doing their own shipping. Referring to the current system, New Baltimore Representative Republican Patrick Linger said, and I quote, "Everything has to be handled twice," end quote. Linger is the chairman of the legislature's Public Works Committee. He said, and I quote, "We would be saving on transportation costs by shipping out of Coxsackie, Hunter, and Catskill," end quote. Van Valdenberg said the design work will happen over the winter months with the plan to put the construction work out to bid in the spring. Van Valdenberg said Greene County produced 62,000 tons of waste between January and November 2018. He said, and I quote, "It was 10,358 tons when I started," end quote. Van Valdenberg began working for the county in 2000. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Associated Press is reporting a new state task force will look at the availability of child care throughout the state of New York. The panel met for the first time this month. Its members include child care providers, child welfare advocates, and business leaders. The task force was created as part of Governor Andrew Cuomo's 2018 Women's Agenda and is charged with coming up with ways to improve access to affordable, quality care statewide. Cuomo says the availability of child care is essential to the state's economy. The task force's initial recommendations are expected to be submitted to the administration next year. Read that full story at cnyccentral.com. Mallory Monek is reporting for the Times Union. Four Ravenna Coleman Selkirk students were arrested and charged over the weekend with allegedly making terrorist threats. The charges were filed after the students posted videos on Instagram that acted out a school shooting scenario that included fake blood, weapons, and racial slurs, according to the Albany County Sheriff's Office. Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple said the videos were, and I quote, "very graphic, very racist, and horrifying as far as mocking a school shooting," end quote. Another Ravenna Coleman Selkirk student saw the post, reported, and sent them to the school district December 14th. The following day, police arrested the four students and searched their homes, but found only BB guns and fake weapons, Apple said. Two of the students were 14 and 15 years old, and a 10-year-old played the victim. The age of the student behind the camera is unknown. All four students were suspended indefinitely and charged with making terrorist threats, a felony. Apple said, and I quote, "It wasn't something that was just funny. Whatever their intentions were, we may never know. It was a horrifying graphic video filled with extreme racism," end quote. Read the full story at the Times Union. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting a new study by scientists at Columbia University has determined that fecal bacteria from sewage is living in greater quantities in nearshore sediments of the Hudson River than in the water itself. The researchers said the river's pollution levels are generally monitored for samples of clear water, not sediments, so the findings suggest that people stirring up the bottom while wading, swimming, or kayaking may face previously unrecognized health risks. The scientists sampled 11 sites along the riverbanks in Rockland and Westchester counties and eastern Queens. In some, they found as much as 10 times more fecal bacteria in sediments as in the water. Sites with sandier bottoms tended to have fewer germs, while levels were higher in fine, mucky, organic-rich areas. Biologist Andrew Jewell said, and I quote, "These organisms originate in the human gut, where it's organic-rich and dark. The water in the river is neither organic-rich or dark, but the sediments on the bottom typically are. and that makes them a better environment for potentially harmful microorganisms, end quote. The Columbia study is one of the first to test that idea in a river estuary and the first one in this area. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.